Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says tomorrow's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin is a big meeting, but the one that follows that will be more important with Volodymyr Zelensky and perhaps European leaders.
All I want to do is set the table for the next meeting, which should happen shortly. I'd like to see it happen very quickly, very shortly after this meeting. I'd like to see it actually happen maybe in Alaska where we just stay because it's so much easier. But I think that I think it's going to be very interesting. We're going to find out where everybody stands, and I'll know within the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, like we tend to find out whether or not we're going to have a good meeting or a bad meeting.
Russian President Putin praised Mr. Trump ahead of the meeting in Alaska. The Trump administration alleges that Obama officials created false intelligence in the Trump-Russia election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Newly declassified emails suggest a disagreement over how quickly to conduct an intelligence community assessment into alleged Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. According to emails released by the Trump administration, National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers expressed concern about rushing the process. Then Director of National Intelligence James Clapper responded, allegedly directing officials to compromise normal procedures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The D.C. police chief has ordered more cooperation between officers and federal immigration officials. This move is part of President Trump's law enforcement takeover of the Capitol. Trump called the announcement a very positive thing. The changes allow local police to share information with immigration agencies. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points. This is SRN News. Another fracture in the worldwide Anglican Communion.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria has cut off relations with the Anglican Church in Wales over its elevation of a lesbian to the office of bishop. The denomination is teetering on the brink of a global schism over issues having to do with homosexuality. The church in the West has embraced gay ordination and is moving toward approval of same-sex marriage. The church in Africa and other parts of the world says it will not do that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields says his Christian faith is helping him cope with the criticisms that come with playing the most important position in football at the highest level. Fields, the projected starter for the Jets this season, says, "I'm really getting closer to God. I'm reading the Bible every day, and I wish I could have started earlier." Speaking at Jets training camp, Fields encouraged reporters to get into the Word themselves. This is SRN News. Most stocks were lower today in a mixed finish on Wall Street.
Most stocks fell on Wall Street following a disappointing report on inflation, but gains for Amazon and a few other big tech companies helped mask the losses. The S&P 500 edged up by less than 0.1% Thursday, setting another all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ Composite were also nearly flat. The worse-than-expected inflation report forced traders to dial back their expectations that the Federal Reserve was nearly certain to cut its main interest rate next month. That pushed Treasury yields higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Federal Reserve policymakers will be debating whether stubborn inflation or slower hiring is the bigger problem for the economy as they prepare for their annual conference in Jackson, Wyoming next week. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.